I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'ma get a scholarship to King's College.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Second Shot Podcast. What, every time, every single time,
Second Shot.
Yeah, it's not hard. I came up with the name.
It seems other people refer to it as that too, and that makes us sound like. Like, I looked it up. There's, like, some bands, some obscure bands named Second Shot. Makes it sound like we're a podcast all about.
Yeah, it sounds like a shitty hardcore band.
Yeah.
Stand your ground, we're Second Shot.
We're Second Shot, and this is the Second Shot Podcast.
X up, guys. Get ready. Let's get real angry, but not drink. Is it pent-up aggression because we don't drink? I don't know.
I need something to calm my nerves.
Got a water?
Any fresh air? Love that shit.
Got any exercise?
We do have some exercise today. Fuck.
Oh boy. Let's not talk about that as long as humanly possible. I'm not looking forward to this.
We have to tell the story. Should we tell it before he gets here, or should we talk about it on air
the story, and like talk to him?
We should talk
about how this came to be.
Yeah, how it came to be.
I don't know. Let's do it now, and we'll also bring it up later. That way, it doesn't seem like we're just kind of sneaking it in. Like.
We're just, hey, this is totally here to get you, buddy.
This is real gotcha journalism on our end. Well, I don't know. He was one of the I'm going to probably mispronounce his name, B.C. Wayman.
I think that's what correct.
I've heard him on Hate Flow. But he was one of the first people to email us when we posted about needing people on the show.
Mm-hmm. I listened to his episode with Hate Flow.
Because he did the media one, right?
Yeah. It was a good episode.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I liked listening to him talk. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to meet him.
Yeah, me too. I've never met him. Nor have you.
No.
But the way he put it in the email was, old man wants to teach a bunch of young men how to stretch. And I'm like, first of all, hi.
I remember seeing it in the email pop up and the little thing, shared email or whatever. And I was like kind of creeped out.
Yeah, just a little bit.
A little bit, because we didn't know he had ties to...
Well, I got it on my phone, and that was all I saw. Like, I'm like... And it was before his episode of The Hate Flow came on, or came up. So I'm just like this random guy that somehow is in this Cleveland comedy group just messaged us saying, hey, you want to stretch?
I'd like to stretch you out. I usually do it. He told us he practiced naked, didn't he, sometimes?
Did he? I don't remember that part.
I think
it's very
so.
Possible.
We have to look the email up when he gets here.
Yeah, we'll bring it. we'll get more into that conversation when he gets here. Because we're gonna be doing yoga today.
Yeah.
I don't have yoga pants or even sweatpants, so I'm gonna be doing them in pajama pants. I just realized my roommate has two yoga mats, so that's going to help, because I was just going to use a towel.
Yeah, I was
haven't
like,
done laundry here in
I was
like
going to bring
weeks.
A sleeping bag, and I forgot about it, so I'm glad there's something here.
Yeah, because it's a hardwood floor, if you can't hear from all the natural reverb. But
who's listening to this is going to be able to tell, ooh, they must have a hardwood floor in there. Like, is Daredevil listening to our podcast?
I feel like there are people. I don't know, like... The first few episodes of this show have sounded like garbage because I didn't realize how to use headsets, headphones on this mixer that I bought until the Edge of Tomorrow episode.
That comes with venturing out on a new journey and learning your craft.
Or reading the user manual. But I don't know. I feel like there are people, like I would get turned off from a podcast that sounds like crap.
Yeah.
And I feel like there are people who listen. I mean, I'm sure most people don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, most people don't care about the show to begin with. But, you know, I don't know.
You figured it out, though, last few episodes.
I'm hoping this sounds a lot better.
I, like, have nothing to say because I do nothing as far as the technical side of things go. So I don't want to just be like, George, you fucking dropped the ball. This podcast is going to go nowhere because of our first premiere Batman Superman episode sounded not that good.
Yeah.
Sounded mediocre.
When I posted it, I'm like, oh, God.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Fast and Furious episode sounded the worst. But I think overall, like, I re-listened to it. I'm like, it doesn't sound that bad. It's listenable.
Well, I'm glad. But, I'm glad you took another shot at it.
Second shot.
Yeah.
It took about four shots.
That's our noise.
Ooh, there we go. Now the heat's off, and we don't hear that. That sounds, makes it a lot better. But yeah.
And the heat goes off.
Get on your feet. Get up and make it happen. Just watched that episode the other day. So Devin, how was your week? I feel like you did something very exciting on the internet this week.
Oh yeah, that's right. Is that what you're talking about? Of Let the Hate Flow through you?
Yeah.
Yeah, my episode.
No. Did you watch porn?
I thought you might have been talking about my...
God damn it, Devin. We literally talked about this.
That wasn't me. Is it me?
Is that your phone?
I left it over there during the mic check. Oh, man. I don't even know why I turned the sound back on.
I looked at your phone and I said, hey, why don't we turn off our phones to silent? And you're like, yeah, I was on my way and I did that.
I think that was actually my job. I should have picked that up. Oh, well.
Welcome to, if anybody has a job for Devin, please let us know.
This is, I'm going all in on second shot now. No,
bullshit.
I thought you might have been talking about my spaghetti video that came out.
Oh, that was a good one. Yes.
Just because that happened today.
Your pasta man.
I'm a lunatic. But anyway, no, I was on Let the Hate Flow Through You and I talked about how much I hate Greed. That was fun. Talking to Jeremy and Jordan, finally going on that show.
I like Creed.
Not Creed the band. Although,
oh, the general concept of Creed?
I'm Greed.
With yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Creed. Oh, wait, yeah, I thought you said the general concept of Creed.
Yeah, Creed.
I don't know what's going on here. You're switching these G's and C's on me.
No, it's B.C. Wayman.
G.C. Wayman?
Not G.C.
GameCube comes next week. or last week.
Last week.
No, but I did that. That was fun. That came out. I got my car fixed.
Ooh, what was wrong with it?
I had to get a new catalytic converter. It was like $700 or something.
Got a new Cadillac. My baby drove up in a brand new Cadillac. God damn it. What is wrong? I never realized how much I want to sing until I do this podcast.
Once you get a mic in front of your face, you just want to like pretend like yeah. you're on American
Except
Idol.
When I'm on stage. Then I'm like, I had a threesome once. It wasn't very good.
Just sing. Just sing your entire set.
Had a threesome once. It was kind of weird because she was married.
Oh, man. You could do it in a Dracula voice. It'd be great. It would be too much like forgetting Sarah Marshall.
I did a threesome once. It was weird because she was married. I did a threesome. I'm an adult. I'm almost 30.
I'm just picturing Ralph Wiggum saying that. I did a threesome.
Well, I don't know. Do you have anything else this week?
No, that's basically it.
You gotta stop talking about movies, because the only thing I do this week, during a week, is movies. Like, I went to go see King Kong last night.
Yeah.
For my birthday.
Oh, that's what... Yeah, you posted about giant monsters. I was like, either Kong or Power Rangers.
No, fuck Power Rangers. I'm going to see Power Rangers, but I've heard it's garbage, and it looks like garbage.
I might see if that one's available in another...
Yeah, I'm not rushing it to see it, but it's a Power Rangers. Fuck it. I have this story. When I was a kid, I was not allowed to watch the Power Rangers after... a specific incident at Target when...
What did you do?
I was probably 8.
Okay.
And I was looking at the Power Rangers toys. I wasn't able to get any, but I was looking at them, and this one woman came up and took the toy that I was looking at and, like, was going to buy it.
Okay.
And I got upset because I wanted to keep looking at it. So she started to walk away. And I shout, hi-ya, and punch her in the back of the knee. And my mom took all of my Power Rangers toys away and put them on top of the refrigerator because that was still a high place at the time. And I wasn't allowed to watch Power Rangers anymore.
You could have just gotten your Megazord, man, and reached up there pretty easily. Got him back.
I was more of a Zack guy myself, anyway. I didn't care about the whole Megazord. I just like Zack.
Okay. Because
he danced while fighting, and he had the coolest weapon.
Yeah, and he was the funny one, too, wasn't he? Or were they all
kind of Billy funny? Was kind of funny, too.
Billy was funny.
Blue
was my favorite color, but Zack was the only black guy, so I had to go with him.
Black's my least favorite color.
And you still liked him.
No, he'd say...
black is no
but
color.
But he had that sweet axe that turned into a shotgun.
Oh, yeah, he did have that. That was pretty sweet.
And then they did the thing where all the weapons came together and they made one giant super weapon, which was really weird.
It was like a sword, like a Swiss Army sword or something.
Yeah, it was a sword, the bow, the axe, the scythe. What did Trini have? I can't remember what Trini
had. Didn't she have the scythe?
No, Billy had the scythe.
Did she just have, like, nunchucks or, like, daggers or something?
Maybe she just had daggers. I can't remember.
I don't remember.
But, yeah, it was bad. Like, that thing was so poorly designed.
I was such a big Power Rangers nerd when I was a kid, and I don't know if I'll go see this movie or not.
Yeah, I just feel, like, a weird allegiance to it, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not excited about it in any way.
Yeah, me either. But, except for Bryan Cranston.
Well, here he pulls a Godzilla, and he's only in it for about 10 minutes.
Oh, sweet.
If that.
Yeah, I mean.
So, but, all right, we will watch Power Rangers while playing yoga.
I feel like after this yoga session, I'm going to be able to do some of those karate moves. I'll be flipping in the air and shit.
Yeah, I'm really hoping this one yoga session will fix my life.
Otherwise, I'm not going to be into it. I like we said in the past, I like instant gratification.
Mm-hmm.
If this yoga does not give me the iron fist by the end of this, I'm out.
I'll give you an iron fist if you don't.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
I like your hat.
Wow, thank you.
Just please remove it before class. Hey, everyone. Why don't you all grab your mats? Sorry, I recognize you from the cover of Namaste magazine. I'm a huge fan.
Oh, thank you. It's so sweet of you to say. I appreciate that. Obviously, I don't do yoga for recognition.
Right, of course you wouldn't. No, and stop being so good at it. It's very flexible. Mm. And you, I recognize you from your show.
Oh, thank you.
You seem much taller on your show.
I'm not.
Right, no, I know. I just want to start by bringing your palms into your chest. Today we're going to start with a Sira Namaskar, or sun salutations. Let's take a deep inhale in. Let's exhale and release the hands. Inhale, arms up to the sky. Continue. Good. Exhale and folding forward. Strong. Strong backs. Good. Excellent. Remember, this is not a competition, although you two seem to be the best in the class. Excellent. Perfect form. You too. Perfect. Coming up into downward facing dog. Good. It's really important in this pose that you arch your back and keep it flat at the same time.
I feel like those are opposing ideas.
No, they're not, because you're arching your back up while it's flat. Okay? It's good. Yes, sweat it out. Sweat out all the toxins from this morning.
Come on, lady.
My name is Prana. And I know that wasn't just juice.
All right, and we're back. So we just did lots of intensive yoga.
It was a tough 20 minutes.
I was shaking a lot.
I was falling over. It was bad. We're going to put up a video.
Yeah, we'll have that up.
I took a really good video. It's amazing.
It's the best. The best
it's
video.
It's the best video of yoga that's ever been taken. Of beginner yoga.
We're pretty much experts at this point.
Yeah, well, good point.
Well, let's bring in our resident expert, the one who created the masters, the masters being us.
Oh, okay.
B.C. Wayman. Is that how he said it? Say it right?
Yeah, that's how he said it, exactly.
Cool. Sensei B.C.
Thank you. I feel like you guys have done well. You've, like, graduated to, like, first grade. Yoga.
Yes.
We did it.
Yoga for tweens. Maybe yoga, maybe toddlers. Toddlers are tweens. They're somewhere in the middle there. So that's awesome.
I'm yogaing above my age level. That's great.
That's nice.
call you Yogi Bear.
Or below. I don't know. Yogi Bear.
You are a hairy gay man. We call you Yogi Bear.
I did wear my Yo Gabba Gabba shirt just specifically for yoga.
A lot of Yo Gabba Gabba.
Party in my tummy.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen
it. Yeah. Party in my tummy. Oh, yummy. Oh, yummy.
It's been a while. No, we grew up on it, or my kids did. And it was, when they were young, we watched it for a while, and it was really trippy.
Oh, yeah.
DJ Lance!
Yeah, DJ Lance.
And he would just come out with his big, giant, orange cue ball hat and do it. And they had weird celebrities come on and do random things. Like Jack Black and his people would come on. Like real
A-list
celebrities would come on.
It's like the new Sesame weird Street. Skit.
Yes, it was kind of like that, but it was like a trippy, cool... hipster Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Right? That's what it seemed like. I never really watched it, but I just knew a lot of bands that I was really into. Like My Chemical Romance did a song.
Yeah, and the Aquabats were big on the Aquabats got started.
That was like their show, wasn't it?
They think they started on there, and then I guess similar to homage to your arm there, they did a spinoff, kind of like Simpsons and Tracy Ullman. I think they started as a band on there, and they may have been touring around before that, because I know Travis Barker... Yeah. Of Blink was in there, and I think that was before the TV version, but they were started as a real band. I think they kind of became Monkees, like, right, like this TV band, and then progressed again and got their own show from their appearances on Yo Gabba Gabba. First of all, not an Aquabats expert, no idea where all that knowledge comes from, but I'm pretty sure I'm fairly accurate on their career path.
Yeah, I think they were very closely tied with that show.
I thought they started as a ska band, and then they kind of morphed into like a kids band kind of thing.
I've
heard early, because I'm a giant Blink 182 fan, so I've heard early stuff when Travis was drumming, and it's much more of the era's poppy ska punk vibe to it. It wasn't, then they became like, this weird TV band, and now they grew from there and became that full time with costumes and things.
Mm-hmm. I just remember Worms Make Dirt. That was always my favorite song.
I don't know that one.
It's just about a song about how worms make dirt.
That sounds like
how they eat dirt, and then they make more dirt by pooping it out.
My favorite song about worms is They Call Me Dr. Worm.
I don't know that one.
You don't know Dr. Worm?
I don't know that one.
Am I supposed to?
First of all, we have two songs named about worms in a row, which is impressive, but I've never heard of either of them.
Oh, my gosh. You got to look up Dr. Worm. It's the best song. It's I'm totally blanking on the name now, and I'm going to kick myself
because they're Santana.
Really well now.
Mm.
Istanbul, not Constantinople. Istanbul, not Constantinople.
No, that's a different song.
But who is that?
I don't know.
No one knows.
Who did that song?
It's like public domain music at this point. that's like when you're like, who did that? This land is your land, and you're the asshole who's like, well, it's obviously Woody Guthrie.
It's a real song. Well, who did that song like back in like the 90s or something, or 80s or whatever that was?
I don't know.
But anyway, they do
like
Dr.
They
Worm.
They Might Be Giants or something like that?
They Might Be Giants. That's their name. That's
is
it.
Is that them?
They
Might
Be Giants. Yes.
Canadian band. I followed a Canadian band, not as popular as Bare Naked Ladies or They Might Be Giants, but I followed for about 4 years. I toured the northeastern part of the United States following a band called Moxie Fruvis. They were like a four-piece acoustic kind of guitar silly band, silly political. They were like a lower-tiered, you know, if Bare Naked Ladies and They Might Be Giants are like Bare Naked's A, They Might Be Giants are B, because not any people. These are like E-level
like
guys.
Saddest alphabet ever.
Yeah, they were just like, you know, exactly. So they were like four dudes who traveled, and they would tour a lot of college bars. They were big, and this was, so we're talking early 90s. And so they would come to all these bars. I lived in Columbus, and we'd see them there. And then we'd go on their early versions of websites, and we'd follow them. We'd go to Toledo, we'd go to Indiana, we'd go down to Kentucky, up to Canada to see them. They're Canadian, so we'd tour this like 200-mile radius.
Oh,
I probably
wow.
saw them about 60 times. Have their autographs, met with the band, hung out with the band. I mean, they're not there, but then they all kind of went their own ways. And recently, I just saw this on like some BuzzFeed-y website or something. One of them was a Canadian. Like talk show host, like a political show. I don't know, his name was, I always said it wrong, it was like Gian or something like that. And he got like fired for like sexual harassment from like all these women came forth of all this. The other guys like went and started their own bands and things like that. And
classic Canadian band.
Yeah, he went classic Canadian story, like classic Canadian behind the music. Everyone ends.
Well, the same
thing
happened to the Bare Naked Ladies, except it was drugs instead of sexual harassment.
I was going
to
say, are you sure this guy was Canadian?
They're all Canadian. I assume you're both Canadian. I mean, most people are.
I
really think we need to stop arguing in this country about where we're from and just admit our Canadian roots and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
We all know we're
Canadian.
From. Well, I don't know. Are there black people in Canada?
There's four.
There are. Have you ever seen Trailer Park Boys? There's one.
Okay, so he's got one.
Wait, who's? Oh, right.
Have you ever heard of Drake?
Drock?
Have you ever heard of Lil Yachty?
Lil Boat?
Little boat.
Big boat. Little boat.
If you're boat. Tristan Thompson, there's another one. I got Black Canadians on
this
lock.
Is a great yoga conversation.
Anthony Bennett. Anthony Bennett. Also from
yes,
Canadian.
You got
there's
Anthony Bennett.
Like four.
Yeah, there's a good right. amount of Black Canadians.
We stand corrected, Canada. You are lovers of all races. Not the racist country we all thought it was.
Mm. Exactly.
That's excellent. Yeah. I beg to differ. So I told you when I walked in here that I've never, I feel like, and I hope to never have this experience, I feel like I know what it's like to be a prostitute now.
I mean,
I walked in the door.
You will know what it feels like later, too.
Yes.
Even more so.
Sure.
Yes, when the real deal goes down.
Yeah. I had to, like, text you outside. I'm like, I'm here. And you just, like, open the door without saying a word, which is a little weird, right? You kind of welcome me in, and the room's...
The door just creaks open.
Yeah,
and George
just, like, opens.
And his high-collared cape, just, like... You see him in the shadows.
Prepared and ready. I have to go to the bathroom and freshen up and change into my yoga clothes. And I come out and I'm like, how are we going to do this? And it just was...
You slowly take your sunglasses off. Yeah. Like, how do you want to do this?
It was a moment, right? I feel like we had a moment.
Like, yeah, I was more like, oh no, I got to fucking be physically active.
Yes.
Which is so not me.
It was weird though.
Now we mentioned the Craigslistian vibe from it because meeting you, we didn't know you, or getting your email to come in, we didn't know you.
And it was weird, right?
We were, and then after the fact, when I talked to Jeremy Shear, I was like,
that's
hey,
what
you
I
know
figured.
This? Yeah, I was like, do you know this guy? He said he ran in circles with us, or with people we knew, and he's like, oh, BC is great. You got to have him on. And then shortly after he came on, you came on, Let the Hate Flow Through You. But yeah, reading this email from someone we didn't know. We didn't know that this person
was very scared. I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, we had no idea. Like, I had no idea you were, like, comedically inclined. I thought you were just, like,
I guess
a
that
random
would,
person I didn't know.
That's a valid point. I tend to be silly, and I tend to send weird emails. And what I'm a weird artsy guy. So I tend to send things that catch people's attention. And I guess... I assumed I was more popular than I was because I said this, and I'm like, he's going to know who I am.
That's exactly how I would send an email to someone I know, too. That's so it's not like, it's just like, okay, so here it is. Old dude loves stretching, looking to share experience with younger men.
So what that is inspired by the Craigslist vibe. When you work in an artistic, right? Yes. You work in an artistic community. I spend a lot of time on Craigslist, like trying to find gigs. You never know. There is awful, awful things in there,
that's
but there's
weird
like a
world.
Nugget. Of gold, and 99% of those are spam
like
or weirdness,
yeah.
And that's what most of the titles read like. There are just things like,
so good.
You know, like, I just need someone to help clean my room, naked, and just, I mean, way worse than that, but they just kind of keep going, and it's bizarre.
I was totally into it once Shear was like, yeah, no, he's a human being. He's not just like some weird guy who just trolls the Cleveland comedy scene. There's like, the creepy Cerebral Sam-esque, like...
Yeah, I don't know. I saw some stuff on him recently, I think from you, talking with, I think, Mike Polk Jr. on his page, and mm-hmm. I don't know him. Like, I'm removed from the scene, and we'll continue our yoga, but I don't know him, and I've heard, I guess if I know of him, that means there's something, right?
Well, I mean, I'm hesitant to talk about him only because he
probably
feels
wise.
Like... He probably feels like Freddy Krueger at this point, just talking about him gives him power.
I'm sure he's
yeah.
awesome.
he's just this old drunk who, like, dresses like a bloated Sherlock Holmes and just comes in to open mics and just like, well, I'm going to tell you about my life. And then he just does internet jokes.
Yep.
They're all... And he's like, I toured with Rodney Dangerfield and he told me I was the best comic he'd ever seen. I have thousands of friends in Las Vegas and have done several sold-out shows. And he can hardly make it through a five-minute set.
It sounds like my future.
Sadly, it sounds like a lot of our futures. Like there, I think each one of us in comedy has an alternate universe where we are the Cerebral Sam.
I think it's the real reason we all hate Sam. Because he's just reminding us of what we're all reaching
gives
for.
Gives us a dark look into the future.
Our kids don't talk to us. We just keep drinking Dale's Pale Ale until we die.
Arantia Boom.
It's just your magic mirror. That is your future. Except you just knew your stories aren't even as good, though. You're like, I did the basement of a dive bar in Lakeland five times.
We're a poor man's Cerebral Sam.
Yeah, I told stories about my penis in a hot dog store.
Yes. So he's actually above you. Think about that. Your life, you just really got knocked down a couple notches. I apologize.
Perspective, man. Perspective.
So you guys were doing your podcast, and I think I saw your posting on Facebook. So if you're going to put stuff out there, like, hey, email me, you got to expect emails.
Exactly.
Though some may be written better. I would say less intriguing.
You are definitely the most eloquent of anyone who messaged us.
Oh, definitely.
But so I wanted to come on because I do want to share my love of yoga. I think it's a really awesome thing to do. Mm-hmm. I started about a year ago. I went all in on like a creative lifestyle. Mm-hmm. I've always been kind of a creative person. It's how I met guys that you would know, some of the older comedians. You know, I did comedy for a couple years. I was not very good. It never progressed above like dive bar, but I had a blast doing it. Awesome. I just didn't put in the work that other people did, and they got awesome, and that was fantastic. But I've always enjoyed that medium, right? Like just being creative, and I like to write, and I like to do things, and I like scripts, and I like comics, so I just do a lot of that stuff. Mm. And I had a situation presented to me, and I decided to go all in, and like this is what I'm going to do. But I wasn't like happy like with where I was. I was a lot heavier than what I was. I was probably like 240 pounds at the time. So we're talking December of 2015. So I knew I was going to be broke because I'm trying to work this creative lifestyle and I don't really have a great plan. I had a plan, just not a great plan. But I couldn't be broke and like overweight. That was just my mindset. I don't know why. That really doesn't say anything. But that was my mindset at the time. But I didn't have any money and I can't join a gym, but I'm not a big structure person. I don't really follow rules really well. Not like I'm awesome, like lawbreaker, like chucking rocks in people's windows. I don't like structure. So hence my desire to leave a corporate world for a freelance lifestyle, right? So I just couldn't do like a diet. I find people who are on, that sounds awful. Not that people who are on diets are irritating.
Monsters.
They're not monsters. You should do it. So let me preface all this with everything you do to improve yourself is good. Like you should never let someone down talk you if you're trying to prove yourself. Like when someone's having an apple, don't be that guy or that person who's like, you know, an apple has sugar too. Like you're an asshole at that point, right? Because like a Snickers bar has sugar same as an apple. Well, it's not that, right? It's not processed. It's natural. Sugars came from the ground. Like it's intended for you. So just don't be that person who is like, it still has this. Like you just want to, then you're like Cerebral Sam. You just want to bring them down to your level, right? Sorry.
I don't know how long it's been since Cerebral Sam's eaten an apple.
I don't know how long it's been since Cerebral Sam has had anything but alcohol.
You should pick up yoga.
We got to stop talking about
it.
He probably should. He's going
to die once we post
this. He's
going
to download this onto his...
I'm going to feel terrible.
It was all you. So I had to lose weight. I told myself I did, but I didn't have any money. So I had a treadmill in our basement that my uncle had given me like about 10 years ago. I had never, ever been clasped.
Like everybody's treadmill.
Yes, I picked it up from his house. I think I had to drive to Elyria to pick it up. So I picked it up from his house and it was clasped together. I take that back. We opened it up. He's like, oh, see how it works? Plug it in. I'm like, oh my God, yeah. Right? Clasped it back up, loaded it into my truck, unloaded it, moved it to another house, still clasped. Only brought it with me because I could hang stuff on it. Like I had coats and winter things in the basement that was made a great coat rack. So I dusted that thing off and unclasp it. I still don't think it works great, but enough. And I needed more than like cardio. I don't have like any weights or things. And so I had a flashback to my mom. My mom used to do like videos when I was a kid, right? Like, I don't know. She would do like in the room and like this like Tony Little guy is like, you can do it. And his blonde hair's flying around. And he's just like getting all these people all excited. Standard 80s workout video, right? Just on the beach, kind of like yoga before it was cool, just doing these moves. And so I started searching like a cable box. And there was like an on-demand, and there was all these like yoga videos. And so I tried one, and I made
went
it like 5 minutes, and it was awful, and I just fell down. And I tried to get my wife into it, but she wasn't as into it and thought it looked weird. And so I kept doing it, though, and I kept running on the treadmill, and then I kept doing the yoga, and I kept running the treadmill, and I kept doing it, going farther. And then I changed my whole diet, making really particular about what I eat, and I cut out all the, like, the less ingredient. If I do have a diet, I live a less ingredient diet. Mm-hmm. Like, bread with 32 items or bread with 5, right? Like, mm-hmm. There's a giant difference. So in the yoga just stuck, and I found, and that's how I guess the last year happened, and just the slow process of that. But as you kept doing it, as I kept both, you know, running on the treadmill and combined with the diet, but really stretching the body long, all of a sudden I feel like I'm taller. Like now I'm taller because I got like a longer core. And now all of a sudden I feel like my shoulders are back and my posture, which a doctor once told me my posture was awful. That's a very mean thing for her to say. So,
as
like,
you say that, I'm like straightening up in my chair.
Yes, my back's starting to hurt. That's what you should do, though. And it forces you to sit like that. It helps your overall posture. And that's kind of the part of it. And I think people are apprehensive to do it because it feels weird and it mm-hmm. makes you feel uncomfortable and it stretches you out, but it's fantastic for you. And I think it not only builds like your confidence, but just like your ability to relax. And you both are creative people mm-hmm. and you have to find time when you're creative to shut your brain off mm-hmm. and let like creativity happen, which sounds so pretentious.
Let it happen.
Let it happen.
Just lay back and we're not going there.
Right, it sounds pretentious and creepy at the same time.
No, but I agree. I have a lot of when I do try to write, it's hard to just not have outside factors in my brain. You know, just to not think and just to write, because I work best when I'm just going. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's I mean, anything that could help me with that, I would definitely take. I don't know if this would help me. I kept being like, oh, God, this hurts so much. Oh, my God, I can't do this.
Well, it all does at first, right? Everything does at first. And I think that's the key mm-hmm. and where people become frustrated when they're trying to lose weight or when they're trying to change. And I'm not talking like this like I'm some sort of expert. I'm just mm-hmm. a dude. But it's really, really hard at first, mm-hmm. right? You have to decide how bad you want it. And you have to keep going. You have to not get discouraged.
How bad do you want it?
How bad do you want it?
Do I want it?
I want you to want me.
Yeah.
I want it bad. I want it so bad. Why are we talking like this?
I don't know.
it's the Craigslist thing. See, it's infecting us all. Craigslist. It needs to be stopped. Mm.
That's what this show's all about, is ending the Craigslist curse, the plague of the Craigslist. I can really appreciate your discipline for that kind of thing. Like, I literally ate 2 Burger King burgers right before you got here.
There was like, a time where I did that.
I don't have discipline. I don't, like, I mean, I work at Whole Foods, and I still eat garbage every day of my life. I mean, it's, I guess, kind of better. Like, it's, you know, at least more transparent as to what I'm eating. but I still, like, I don't understand half of the things that are in it. But I keep telling myself, oh, I should probably eat better. I'm going to become a fucking pig when I get older, once it finally catches up to me. But I just don't. And
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just, I applaud that, because I wish I could be that kind of, have that kind of discipline.
I feel like that's the philosophy of yoga, though. Isn't it like the basic idea, from what I understand, is like you are, it's, since it is hard at first, that's like the whole point, is like you, it's enabling you to use your mind to manifest something in the physical world.
I can see that. Well, there is, like, yoga's weird because yoga has a religious beginnings, I guess, for lack of a better term. And once again, I'm not like some trained expert, so before your 5 listeners start clicking on a keyboard, that's not how it started.
Thank you for saying we have 5 listeners.
I know, right?
You're very generous. I appreciate that.
I felt like that. I didn't want to tell them the truth. So there is this religious aspect, and schools actually sometimes, like, they try to do yoga in schools and, like, ban it. Mm-hmm. It's usually in Southern schools. It says a lot. But they, like, will ban it for, like, religious reasons, because they say, like, namatas, right? Which is, like, just, like, being one, or, like, a high. It's, like, an Indian version of high. That's a really simplistic way of putting it. Mm-hmm. But it isn't, like, this Indian religious part. But it's not, I like to, you know, I don't, if you don't look at it as religious and just kind of, like, exercise, but exercise that puts your mind in a really good place. Like, we talked about emptying it out, allowing you to think about what you're doing, which allows you to focus later on. It is also about pushing your body past its limitations a little bit. It's not meant to be in those various poses and things, but they're all meant to accentuate the naturalness of your body, the length of your muscles, and the way it was designed, right? Mm-hmm. So it is about using your mind to calm it down. And that's why the breath is so important, because it allows you to push through things where you normally think you can't, and then you just build it up. But it's the discipline is not about, like, you know, I think it takes time. I don't know. You guys are probably, you guys are, like, in your 20s. 28.
27.
All right. Well, you should be farther along, but that's all right. So it took me a long time to get there, too. And I am in your stage. I, at 28, ate whatever I want. I would eat on a random day. I'd eat, like, fast food all day and end my night at, like, Raleigh's or whatever it's called, Checkers, with, like, 2 for 3 Big Bufords, like, at 2 in the morning, passing out with, like, half a burger still in your belly.
Those kind of fries.
Thing. Oh, fantastic,
soaked
right?
Soaked in grease.
So at about probably 4,000 or 5,000 calories, like, a day. Just, it was fantastic.
I ate a whole frozen pizza and then went out for steak
yesterday. Oh, my God, I missed that. But then at around 40, it just got, like, bad. Like, I couldn't shovel the driveway for fear of, like, heart attack.
Yeah.
And so it became like a, like, I want to. But it was also a, I think it was like a challenge. Mm-hmm. Like, to yourself, like, can you do it? And mm-hmm. I think that you can do it. I really believe you can do anything you want. Like, you can do literally anything you want to do if you work hard and just don't talk about it and just really work at it. I think it's great to try and lose weight and not tell people on Facebook. Because if you tell people or quit smoking or do any of those things. Because if you tell someone, hey, I'm quitting smoking. And then your next day you're on Instagram. But right? You're like puffing down a stick. And then like, well, you didn't quit. And you're like, well, I feel bad. Failure. Yes, every single time. Mm. I didn't tell a single person. I didn't tell my family. I didn't tell my wife. I just changed my diet. She would have cookies or not her, but we put cookies for the kids and I just wouldn't eat any. Right? I would eat I started making salads instead of bread at dinner. Like, things like that. And now, like, my day, I woke up with, I had a power bar, like a pretty heavy protein bar when I worked out this morning. Followed up with some yogurt and some granola and some fresh raspberries and blueberries. And I had a bagel with some almond butter.
Sounds delicious.
See, like, that's my day good, so far. But I just never, like, it's not I like good. That stuff.
It's but, not great, though.
Well, but it's not like pancakes and waffles. But, like, at the same point, like, that sounds good. But at the same point, like, I will never sit down and make myself yogurt and granola.
Like, you know, today, you wouldn't, but it's slowly. It's a slow process, right? So if you start doing 10 minutes today, 10 minutes in 2 days, 10 minutes in 4 days, right? And then mm-hmm. it becomes 15 minutes in 2 weeks. And it just has to be. It's how I encourage people to quit smoking is find gaps. Like, increase the amount of time you go between cigarettes.
Yeah.
I used to smoke a lot in my car. I quit smoking when I did this too. I quit everything cold turkey. It was like, done. Mm-hmm. I just quit it all at one time. But I think if you say, like, I smoke in my car. Well, don't smoke in your car now. Then there's a longer trip point out, right? Say today I went 10 minutes between a cigarette. Tomorrow it's 30. You know, that's a lot of cigarettes, but you know what I'm saying, right? Like, if you just force yourself, it's a game and it's a challenge to, like, go a little longer. Mm-hmm. Work out a little sooner between days. First it was once every 4 days. Now it's once every three. You know, do the opposite for, like, things you want to quit and the, you know, and then increase the distance for things you want to do. And it just slowly builds. I still ate awful when I first started. I still love Taco Bell. I'll eat Taco Bell any day in a week. Right? Just anytime they put out a new item, just triple it up, fry it, put chocolate on, I don't care. I am there day one.
Apparently it's heralded as the best of the worst as fast food health goes.
What a wonderful title to hold.
You gotta have a title though, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm the best at something. Like if I was the best of the worst, I'm like, I'm still the best and you're not.
Yeah, if I could be the best worst comic in town, I would absolutely hold that up over everything.
God, I would almost put you on the spot and ask who is the best worst comic, but that could be awkward for you and not for me because
I'm
not in that circle.
You'll never be Cerebral Sam, George.
Oh, I'll burn as many bridges as I need to, Devin. Poor Sam. And it was obviously Devin who was the best worst.
I was, and then I stopped doing comedy.
You stopped doing comedy?
I haven't stopped. Well, I've pretty much stopped. I don't know. It was just like, I was like you. Like, I wanted to do a lot of things. I wasn't particularly satisfied with what I was doing at the time. I've never closed the door entirely. Like, I might go back, but it's I just wanted to go write a comic book, and I'm like, I'm gonna focus on this instead of comedy for a little while.
Okay, well, so, first of all, you're like a really younger, half blacker version of me, it sounds like.
Not much half blacker, a little bit half blacker,
because that's exactly what I am doing.
Oh yeah,
yes,
you're writing a comic book.
Yeah, I've written a couple now.
Oh, really? What,
yeah,
you got any made? Hell
yeah. I'm working on it. I got two pitches out to two. I have a guy working on some artwork, and I have five ready to go. Like, I have synopsis written of, and I write the first issue to, like, force myself to find the plot and then go. And that's what my – that and reality TV show host, one or the other. But that's exactly what I do.
We have a lot to talk about then.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I write. I've been trying to. I just win contests. I just lost out on the Darby Pop one again. Oh. Cannot write a short story. I have a bunch of, like, 4 or 5-page stories out and, like, free – anthologies.
Mm-hmm.
This is where is that now.
Do you do any, like, zines or anything? Like,
no. I just kind of I don't
say DIY stuff.
Yeah, no, I mean, I write scripts. Mm-hmm. I write full blown 22-page scripts of my own characters and my own stories. But I don't have any dreams of some ongoing thing. So I think the way to get started is, once again, hard work and a 4-issue kind of mini series of an arc, just a very set arc that could obviously leave the door open for future publications, but it's easier to get in the door, artist attached, 4-issue mini series, and then see where you can go. Write the first 22 pages, get it up, get your synopsis done, get your 2-page of what happens in your mini series really detailed out, get, 3 or 4 pages of sequential art together. And then maybe some character sketches, and that's all you need to pitch it. Mm-hmm. And then you either hear back, you keep pitching that same thing over and over again, Hopefully you can find an artist to do it for free or pay him. I mean, I'm in that boat trying. I've done a little bit of both. But I'm also believe they'll be very fair in the back end. But it's like, to me, it's like telling the story, though. I just have a bunch of, but once again, ending them is hard. Same as like we were talking a little bit about
totally.
Comedy. But yeah, that's exactly what I do.
That's awesome. I want to definitely hear about your comics and process because I am having a hell of a time trying to find artists right now and the whole process of pitching everything. So that's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, no, I can talk about it. Yeah, we'll talk about that off there. Yeah.
Devin's a quitter. Don't listen to him. I
know. You should give comics a second shot.
I also quit. Yes. I basically quit, too, so I can't say anything.
I'm a starter. I just restart a lot.
But that's how I do. If you start, that's where you got to go. Like, some people don't even bother to start, right? So if you start working out, then you might finish. You might not. You might quit. But if you start, and then you kind of force yourself to keep going. It's a lot of just repetitive muscle memory, and then the more you go, the easier it gets, and then you want to push yourself, and now you're like looking to like take steroids and like rage out, right?
Right.
I mean, that's like that's the next level.
I don't really count. I don't see quitting comedy as necessarily a bad thing. Like what you're doing and what I'm trying to do, we're just trying to do different things.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like, we're still being funny.
And I'm assuming the same goes for you.
Yeah, like I work what I call creative spaghetti. I just want to create a lot of different shit. Yeah. One of them's going to pop. That's my goal, right? One thing I do, whether it's acting or podcasting or something's going to pop.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be awesome, right? Like, I wake up every day and I believe I'm going to have an awesome day. Like, it's just a positivity thing. You have to, and just like, we're going to be awesome today and go forward. And it's usually not.
But you got to
do it again, though. Like, otherwise you failed. So I don't like to fail. So, but I am in a similar boat. I have acting and writing and all these different things, and sometimes you get too branched out, right? Like too distracted, and that's where it becomes tough. Like, what do I really do? I want to start a podcast. I'd love to, but I feel like that's one more thing I have to learn and focus on, and now there's like four other things that I'm trying to do.
You get overburdened with the thing that you don't necessarily want to do.
Yes. Well, that's where I'm in that boat now, where some of the like clickbait videos and things that I write, I have to do them. Like, I'm beholden to them a bit, and it's frustrating, and someone's like, well, you're still writing. I'm like, yeah, but it's crappy writing. You know, like, it's not something I enjoy doing.
You necessarily want to do.
But it's not your opus. Paying the bills right now, but I got to keep up on it, and it's becoming like, oh, I wish I didn't have so much of this writing work. Like, it's like a real job now. Yeah. Like, before, and I worked in an office, like, I wish I was in an office, and I was back home writing.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, I'm back home writing. I'm like, that's I wish I was writing something else. It's the chase, right? I mean, it's like a drug. It's just always chasing that next, like, thing.
Like, all artists have that. Like, I mean, you just keep chasing whatever's on the other side.
And once
you get that, it's like, oh, I remember how great that was back then.
It's a good vibe. And I'll tell you what, and I guess part of the reason I reached out is I want to be, I'm still working on finding my own voice and like who I want to be. Like, I know who I am at this point in my life, but finding like this really exterior version of me.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is hanging out with other creative people, which is why I reached out to you. Okay. I will go on. If you're listening, I'll go on anyone's podcast. I can feel confident talking about almost any subject.
You hear that, world, everybody?
Yes.
BC Wayman.
We'll go on your show.
A1 podcast guest. You heard it here.
Yes.
You heard it on Let the Hate Flow Through You. He will be on your podcast.
Here. Just come on here. We need people.
Yeah, we also need people. So we're plugging ourselves, too.
We got a guy from Craigslist on the show right now. We don't know what we're doing.
Yes. But it allows hanging with other creative people is enjoyable, which is funny. Yeah. I'd rather hang with creative people than yoga people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I feel like yoga people are not my vibe. Like, I love to work out and do yoga. Mm-hmm. I went to a gym place once, and it is not. I'm a non-threatening, gentle Ben kind of man.
Mm-hmm.
I am not a gym guy. Like, I'm not like...
I always saw you as... You look very roided out. For those who can't see him, he basically looks like The Rock.
He's about 10 feet tall. BC, you're, what, 10 foot, 10 foot 1?
Actually, 9'4".
Okay. See, I overshot it a little bit.
It's just platform shoes.
He is gigantic. I don't even know how you came in through the
front door.
He's
also dressed like Disco Stew, which is very... I mean, I'm into it.
It's a look. You got to own it. Yeah. Own whatever you have.
The fact that you didn't hit through comedy just from your style alone.
Just alone, like, right? I should have just walked in and just mic dropped every time and walked back off stage.
You're going to remember me.
Yes, that's right. Your goal in life, I believe, everyone listen, write this down. Your goal in life, that's what I feel like right now. Your goal
pen
in life
paper,
should
if
be.
If you're in a car, pull over.
Don't pull over. Just keep writing. Text this to your. No, that's all.
Voice memo.
First of all, no one's listening to this in a car.
Siri, take notes.
Don't worry, everybody. George saying that should have activated your phone whenever you're listening to this. George saying, Siri, take notes. starts the recording process.
Also, Xbox on.
I was
Xbox
like, you're like one
off.
Of those Xbox douchebags who you play in a live party with. If you're playing Call of Duty, and you like gamer tag would be like Xbox on, like the
Xbox
Twister
play
gamer tag.
Yeah.
And so you'd be like, I'm talking to someone, like, ah, oh, Xbox on just shot me. And I'm like, no, or Xbox off, right? And
you're
like,
yeah.
No, anyway, right, back to your notes. Everyone's got their notes.
Yes,
like, it's anticipation,
I'm
people.
I'm
this
ready.
Is an art to podcasting. We are building tension. We are moving forth. A little fourth wall breaking going on here behind the scenes. And I don't can't break much other than the fourth wall here because I think you'd have no walls left.
Pretty much at
three.
This point.
Own whatever you have. Make the best of what you have and be happy with it because it's all you're going to get. And so it's who you are. I am who I am. I look fantastic, and I believe that, right?
Yeah.
I don't. I know where my C life is, but it's confidence and own what you have. And I think if you can own what you have and make the best of what you have, you will be a fairly happy person.
Well, and I think that's there's something
philosophy.
To be said about being happy with who you are but still being thirsty.
Yes. Oh, no, you got to chase.
Hungry,
you got to chase the dragon, bro.
So it's
chase it every day.
Because I hear a lot of people say, like, you know, especially artists who they'll talk about how they continue to keep thriving for more. And it always seems like they're so miserable because they're never okay with where they're at because they're all hunger. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. You know, I don't really think about it that way, but I can relate to that a little bit. Just
and those are the type of people I don't like hanging out with.
Yeah.
Because they are just the type of people who are only involved or only concerned with their work and getting higher and climbing up that hill, which is admirable to an extent, but if they're not working on themselves and they have no interest with anything other than that straight direct line, I find that to be boring.
Good word.
It's like it's like your chakras are out of balance or something.
Yes,
I wanted to bring that up because
you googled it.
Because yoga,
you're like yoga terms.
Chakras. I actually my comic book is a little bit about this, which is why this is like really this like yoga. I've always thought of being like this thing I wanted to try. I knew I was always bad at, but I wanted to try it because I was like curious and like the. Like I said, the thoughts manifesting in reality type thing and just sort of balancing yourself. And I feel like it would help me become not a quitter all the time.
Get your chakra in order, dude.
Well, I'll tell you the best time for me to write, I have a very rigid schedule, is right after yoga. My brain is like, actually working anything, working out, my brain is popping, right? Because I'm sitting there. Usually when I run, like I'll listen to music, right? Like I'm posing out there, listening to my pop punk from the 90s, getting it on. And when I do yoga, I just usually listen to the person and I think and I breathe. But when I'm done, like I'm just like, and my brain's not thought about anything else for like 30 minutes to an hour. It's not thought about like anything at all. And so then all of a sudden I'm like, all right. And all these things like start, synapses start pop, 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 like are firing in your brain, right?
Okay.
And then you're like, okay. And that is when I find out my best. And sometimes when I'm struggling, I get down and I do like 15 push-ups. Just like, and don't think about anything else. Because when you're inundated with your life, two things, you got to put down your phone, turn it off, never touch it. It will be a better writer if you lay down. You let go of all social media, let it all go. Frozen style, man. Just let it go. And you'll find, you have to create, you have to not consume.
Yeah.
Some weird hippie theory I have, but it's like what I wrote that. It's like a loser. I can't believe I'm telling you this. I wrote that and I put it on top of my laptop as like a piece of paper. I didn't even like put a Brother label maker. I should have like did that, right? Like printed old school style and I cut it with the scissors. It's an uneven line, which then I had to do it like seven times because I got serious OCD. And it's right above my monitor. And it's like create, don't consume. So when I'm sitting on my monitor and I want to, on my laptop, I want to click on Facebook and see what people are doing. I'm like, no, because that is consuming someone else's life. And I don't need that. Because when you can create more of anything you want to do, if you want to be this creative, artistic person, I think the people most successful, really, really successful people, can go on Twitter and things because they've been so successful now that they have free time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the hungriest maybe use social media to promote, do what they do, but they're not sharing their everyday life and not doing their things because those moments are about something else. So free your mind of incoming data. And you can export a tremendous more out of it.
See, I was going to use
shit's getting deep in here right now. That's all I'm saying. I'm feeling like we're going to a place.
That's
waist deep
that's
in
getting
sugar.
Creative. Yeah. I was going to compare it to a metaphor. Don't shit or don't eat on the toilet while you take a shit. But I don't think that's correct because you need to eat to shit more.
I should have told Elvis that.
So it's a different, it's not even a good metaphor. It's not valid.
Well, I was turning 3 when Elvis was taking a shit and dying.
When was
August 16th, 1977. I was born in 1974, August 16th.
August 16th?
Elvis died on my birthday.
Damn.
If it was 3 years earlier, I could have been Elvis reincarnated, which would be awesome.
Yeah, it could be.
You might be still.
I could be.
His soul rested. Fell out of his bowels and into your...
into my 3-year-old mouth?
His soul.
You just saying Elvis shat my mouth?
That compacted bowel, yeah.
Yeah.
I did not come to this interesting abode to be insulted concert.
You did not come.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think reincarnation is quite a human centipede.
No.
Well, you bring up an interesting point though, because like I am such a consumer. I mean, that's a lot of this podcast, honestly, is going back and consuming other things. I've been trying to do. This is the first activity we've done on the themed.
We did GameCube.
Yeah, but it's still like.
It's an activity. I mean, this is a more physical activity.
Yeah.
Video games are still an activity based. What was your verdict? Do you go second shot on the GameCube?
I was the one who wasn't a fan. I've been playing Wind Waker for the last week and a half now.
That would be the only reason to go back, maybe, some of those games. But I used to love that. I waited, this will date myself, at 3 a.m. I showed up at a Walmart on Black Friday in the pouring down rain to purchase a GameCube for my son for Christmas. And it was like 4, so we're talking like 16 years ago or so. I don't know how long, whatever the GameCube
was. Was that back when they were still giving out games with systems?
It was.
Probably. It probably came with 2 controllers and probably a game or 2. I mean, I don't know. Back then,
they had that.
Yeah.
It is 1 controller, and you don't get a game unless it's like 3 years removed. Like now, the systems, the One S, the Xbox One S comes packaged with Battlefield 1. So you get that eventually, but not for the first year or two of a system
you ever get.
I'm sure the Switch doesn't come with it. It may come with built in games. I'm not sure. But
yeah, probably like, it's like free to play or something.
Yeah, something like that. No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, but I was just saying, like, I mean, I am such a consumer, and I was. Like, I was listening to Patton Oswalt's most recent audiobook, Silver Screen Fiend, and he was talking about how he always wanted to be a director, and how he would go to the movies almost every day, and it was like a religion to him, and he was like, I need to consume, I need to learn, like, that's what Scorsese did, you know, I need to learn everything, I need to see every movie, how else am I going to be a good director, and I kind of feel like I'm the same way in certain aspects, and he came to the conclusion that it's you can't keep consuming and creating. You can create, but it's if you keep consuming and you keep
at some point you have to stop consuming and start creating.
Because his thesis was basically like he still hasn't directed a movie.
Yeah.
You know, like he hasn't made that step because he keeps watching movies and he keeps making he's a stand-up and he's very successful, but I mean it's the same thing with me. It's like I watch movies, I'm like I want to make movies, but no, I'm just gonna spend 2.5 hours watching King Kong tonight, you know, like, and which I mean you need an education for.
So many distractions though.
That's what it becomes at the end of the day.
I think it's 2 things. First of all, I learned that George considered himself almost next to Patton Oswalt.
There's
Patton Oswalt, and there's like me like right behind. I'm like his shadow, basically. I'm that good. So congratulations. That's awesome. Yeah. That's really awesome for you. and I think the other part is 2 things. I think it's quality of consumption. I say that word so many times brings out the 12-year-old me. I think it's quality, and I don't know why, because it's not even like a dirty word. It just sounds funny, consumption. Mm-hmm. It's like the quality of the consumption.
Disease.
So if you're taking in movies and you want to be a director, that's good. But today, it's different. We have a lot of your Facebook updates from your friends is not quality consumption, right? If you're watching a movie because you want to direct, that's cool. If you're playing video games because you want to make video games, that's cool. If you're, you know, and then I think it's like you said, there's a fine line, like how much we live in a very consumption heavy new media society. But there are millions and millions of people now, and it's probably too big of a number. There are thousands, tens of thousands of people, hundreds of thousands that make their living consuming media and information and spitting it back out to you. What we talked a little bit like on the Hate Flow Through You with Shear and Jordan, is it's that basic, like we consume a lot, but you have to find the fine line of how much, and you can be a consumer creator. Like you can consume information and then create, which is what podcasts do. You just, at some point you hope it pays off, right? Like some point it becomes big and famous and then people pay me to podcast. But until you do that, I think you have to create more than you consume. Like, you can start to consume again when you get to a level like Patton Oswalt, acts in TV shows, acts in movies, does stand-up. So he is creating. So he has not directed a movie, but he's achieved some of his bucket list of his creatives. And he's still creating on a daily basis, right? Writing books. So he is still putting work out there that's financially beneficial to him based from creative work that he just made up and has put out there. So until you get to that point, you have to, I think, create more than you consume, and you have to judge what you're using your time doing. You know, I feel guilty. I play video games. That's how I keep in contact with, like, my brother who lives in Cincinnati. So we don't talk much, but we both own Xboxes. So right now we're playing Ghost Recon Wildlands. It's something we can do. We can hang out for two nights a week, a couple hours, and chat. But sometimes I feel guilty. Like, I'm hopping on. It's a chance to see him. Or sometimes I sat down and binge-watched Luke Cage on Netflix, and I'm like, I could really have done something better with those 13 hours.
Yeah.
That I, like, I didn't watch, like, all in one sitting.
Like, watch Daredevil on
Netflix. I could have watched another show.
A better
show. Right? I could have just read a book, the same one, seven times.
Are you telling me that I've seen all seven Fast and the Furious movies at least three times is not a good way to consume media?
No, see, one time, right? One
time. Zero unless times.
Totally prepping, like, cramming for Fate of the Furious because you need to follow, because it's a very conserving arc, right? What started is just underground racing bra turned in, like, giant set action pieces, which you have to step back and admire.
Hell yeah, you do.
What the limited acting ability of Vin Diesel, who I am in Vin Diesel's fan club, so step back. Same original Triple X fans.
Oh.
Super.
Looks like we got another episode, sequel, right?
They're like, everywhere.
Ice Cube should not have stepped in to fill Xander Cage's shoes, but he came back stronger than ever, right?
Oh boy.
Right? He's got to kick ass and look good, was so his good. Motto. So, but he took that and just grew from this little underground action movie, and he is a big impetus into why that grew. Like, you could say, obviously, there's money and there's budgets, but that doesn't carry on unless he brings it forward, because he is the main attraction of that. And then, like, saw a window to say, look, I have to put, I'm sure anyone who's in that boat is slightly egotistical, not in a negative way, like, confident. Put it aside, because you bring in The Rock, Dwayne Johnson. That's a bigger star in that global level. So now
he's
it's
a better version of Vin Diesel.
He's a better version of Vin Diesel. He's a, you know, he's a more attractive, better. He's exactly a better version of Vin Diesel.
I never even thought of that.
Shut the front door.
Yeah.
So if it was like,
he's a perfect man.
If it was like a Russian nesting doll, BC would see you first and take him out. Rock would come out. And then take The Rock out, Vin Diesel would come out.
I don't know if that's the right order. I feel like I'm on the bottom of those two. Which is
we already
I'm
established.
I'm pretty sure
you
would totally be
a
bottom
tall.
Of those two.
I'd like to think not the Vin. Just on principle alone.
Well, I'm going to tell you what you're going to do.
Why did I sound like Sling Blade? I have a really bad habit of impressions. I've been trying to do a Russian impression because I wanted to take this role to play a Russian guy. So I studied how to speak Russian, like how you tuck your L's. They're not L's, they're old's. Do that, and you talk slower and do this. And then I found myself talking, and it would just keep going, and then my accent would come and it'd go, and I want to go Australian, and then I talk up, and then it comes out. You're like, I can't keep a solid. I have like a European accent, which is so terribly sounds awful. And
so I just
gave
up on
say.
Accents. I'm like, hello.
I feel like you talk like you are. If you talk Russian, you talk like you are suspicious about something all the time, no?
You talk way too fast. You almost crossed into like Middle Eastern there with a little bit. It's similar in the back of the throat. A lot of it comes from the back of the throat in that. But if you talk faster, you tend to float closer down. Like if you think about the country, like down towards in the... But not exactly. I'm very... Not stereotyped, but I'm very broad, painting with giant, giant brushes here. But the Russians are slower and deeper, and it gets closer down the equator. It gets the same patterns, but it gets higher and faster paced.
Because the Russians are dumb.
I know a lot of useless shit.
I think that's more useful than
who's
in Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah,
I also know that,
great
too.
To know.
Like, I'm a big fan of those, and you should keep. So if you're cramming for the Fate, then you should.
Oh, yeah.
Where's your state on Paul Walker's, you know, controversy in 7? Should he have been you? Should they have used his brother? Should they have killed
him off?
I'm
fine with it. I think the ending was unnecessary. I cry every time
I
watch it.
See
yeah.
you again.
It doesn't make any sense why he leaves, but I'm into it.
Well, it's because he's dead.
Well, yeah. Story-wise, it's like, why are you sitting at the beach? Why is he leaving? The whole point was he wasn't going to leave.
Family. So, spoiler alert, I don't think Vin Diesel betrays his family in the new one. I don't know.
I think brainwashing or mind control.
I'm
like
not,
some
it's,
super
you
villain
know
thing.
It's just totally like he's just doing it to free his family
or
one
even
last
a clone.
Time.
Oh my god! Oh,
if they would go sci-fi and clone Vin Diesel,
it's gonna be sci-fi.
It's like a life model decoy from like Alien, or something yeah. like right, or like Nick Fury, right? It's like those type yeah. of things come in, and the whole time, and then the Rock's like, "I was one too," and we're like, "Shit, it's robots!"
The Rock shoots him, and he just starts spraying out white milk.
If they all end up in robots, and then like Schwarzenegger comes in, and we get the mashup of
and then their cars transform into Transformers,
yes! And they do yoga. Oh, robots man. Doing like yoga.
We need to get together,
yes.
brainstorm this, write it down, send it to Vinny D, and we got Fast and Furious 9 going.
Hey, I saw yes. The Witch Hunter. I watched that one night by myself.
I was going to watch that last night.
No one would watch it with me. Well, it was my wife. I said, like, I call people up, like, yo, bro, you want to watch The Witch Hunter? I didn't ask anyone of that. I was, like, scrolling through Netflix, and I'm like,
you should have used Craigslist.
I should have. Come watch The Witch Hunter with me. I guarantee you, it's about 75 dudes that reply.
I will totally do an episode on The Last Witch Hunter if anyone wants to come. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm sure I'm going
to
love it.
I know. I can't even charge you to give a second shot. This should be it's a one-shot deal, and you will love it. Like, it's just, if it's Vin Diesel.
Calling Michael Caine young man for an hour and a half? I'm into it.
I like that phrase, though, one-shot deal. We should do, like, an episode where, like, something nobody on the podcast has seen. It's popular in pop culture. It's known to be
that.
Terrible.
I was going to say that's what John's going to be doing. One shot. John's seen it.
Oh, really?
Well, because I haven't seen Only God Forgives and you haven't.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We can do other movies, though. You start to think. You can do new things, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
If you want to see the new big sequel, if you're all, you know.
One shot deal. I'm trying the fried chicken taco.
Okay, so my review of the fried chicken taco. Once again, I do eat healthy. But if Taco Bell has
Taco
a new
Bell thing?
Yeah, Taco Bell has a new food item. I ate the shrimp taco from Taco Bell, which was probably the least favorite thing I've ever. Yes, same thing. Most people do. They shudder. I ate it though. I eat new things from Taco Bell because they have a soft spot in my heart. So the fried chicken
because
taco.
It made it soft.
Yes,
yeah, it made.
I feel like it's much stronger now though, but I still love it. And I will tell you, here's the problem though: when you live this lifestyle, and then you get some pizza, like some really fresh, hot, you know, like Romeo's Pizza. It's my favorite. Some really hot pizza. Or I go to Taco Bell, mm-hmm. or my wife's like, hey, let's do Five Guys tonight. And I'm like, all right. There's a problem you run into when you do this, and it's similar to what people who go on reality shows do. There's a name for it, but when they go on, like, Survivor, the first started coming out, the people would live for weeks on rice, fish they could barely catch, and things like that. Mm-hmm. And then Jeff Probst comes out, like, all right, it's a food challenge, and he's giving you hamburgers and beer. Mm-hmm. Well, about 4 hours after you have those hamburgers and beer, you are in the woods, literally dripping liquid out of your backside, right? Like, it's just coming out. It's like spewing, like a bad Melissa McCarthy joke, or not Lloyd Dobson, who did it in Dumb and Dumber? Jeff Bridges.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so it's just a bad sitcom, like, poop joke, because that's what happens, though, when you go so long, when that much grease is, like, introduced to your system, particularly. Your body's not used to it, you know, and it's just, mm-hmm. it's bad.
Yeah.
But there's, think of that, people, while you're eating, and driving. So the fried chicken taco, first things first, I did not know that there wasn't meat inside of it. So, exactly, the meat is the shell, which I got. The shell is made of chicken.
I thought you meant the wrong
But I thought it was meat like some weird cannibalistic shell-like thing, like a turducken, right? It was a chicken shell with cow shoved into it. It was like a cowkin.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was ground beef.
It's out, but no, does it?
Yes.
Does it?
Yes.
Does it?
Okay, maybe not.
So it's a fried, imagine taking like a chicken steak almost, because it's really thin, I'm sure heavily processed chicken.
Yeah, it's like
a, but you accept these things, right? Like
it's like a chicken patty.
Chicken's not supposed to bend that way.
But be self-aware when you eat bad things. Like, be self-aware. Like, I know McDonald's, which is yummy, is not the best food, but it's all right. Like, these chickens may not be raised in a friendly manner, but they still died, right? They still died as the same chicken that was on home HDTV for a month living its life. It still ended up on the wrong end of an axe, right? Mm. So it's like a flat, like a chicken fried steak is the best way I can put it, because it's very flat and thin. So imagine that folded into a U, but it's a very big bottom, right? It's just a big bottom, my girl's got him, right? It's just this wide
fat
opening,
bottom tacos.
Which makes it perfect. You should write their slogan,
you
see?
You make that clucking girl go round.
Much more of Devin. It's funnier.
God damn it.
So it's flat on the bottom, which would be perfect to put the beef in. And then it's just loaded with lettuce and tomato and cheese and a spicy sauce. It's every sauce Taco Bell puts on is spicy, mostly to distract you from the rest of the taste. But there is not a ranch that they have not flavored with spice. Even their ranches
Cajun ranch.
Are hot. Like, it's not normal ranch. It's spicy ranch.
It's a ranch.
But
for
so
your
it's
ranch.
In the chicken comes, the meat comes from the shell, and it's okay. It wasn't as good. Like, when the Quesarito came out, that's mind blown, right?
A classic.
Like, I love that one, right? That was an instant right on the menu. See? Man knows what he's talking about. But the chicken
like
fried taco, not great. Good, But now I would put it a C on the Taco Bell effort.
Okay. So.
I'm hungry.
I'm so hungry now.
But see, now goal is you don't want to eat, and when you feel like you have to eat, drink a lot of water. I carry this water bottle with me, 24 ounces. I drink 7 of these a day.
Jesus,
I drink two before I even. I drink one as soon as I wake up. As soon as I wake up, I chug 24 ounces. Then I try and have one while I work out, and one right after. So that's like three in the
first
like
days without drinking a drop of water.
So that's like.
See, once again, I did two in it all, and I'm sound really. Oh God, I felt like an old man, and I'm just like get off my lawn, and I'm Clint Eastwood and Gran Torino, and I'm just about to, about to say something awful. So, and I'm just like doing this. If I feel like that same like talking, I don't mean to talk down to you, so please don't take it that way. I don't mean to, but okay. I'm just. I try to be like.
No, we're
just
here.
Live it, man. Just encourage it, and you can do it, and start now, so you don't end up in 10 years. Where you're headed, which is like the scene from Trainspotting where you're like crawling down the toilet, right? Like that's inevitably in your future. So you gotta stop now before your life turns to shit, which I'm sure was the metaphor Boyle was going for, right?
That happened years ago, honestly.
Oh, so you're just done. You've already crossed that part
We've both been in and out of heroin, you know.
Trying to drag yourself out or you've just given in?
Yeah, I mean, hey, just ride the wave.
I like it. I like it, but it should be a healthy wave. I don't think your wave is healthy, though. I think you got to chase the healthy dragon, right? I think that's your issue.
Taste the healthy dragon.
Taste the healthy dragon.
Oh, man. Mm. That's another slogan for somewhere.
That's the theme of this episode. Taste the healthy dragon and do yoga, and you'll poop water for a while.
I think.
No, you don't poop water unless you eat Taco Bell. That's not an indictment. So I shouldn't say that because it's fantastic.
So you're saying when you get hungry,
I drink water. First thing I do. As soon as my belly hurts, I try and drink.
So you're an advocate of fasting, or do you still eat the amount of meals a day? You try to. Do you think you eat less than everybody used to say you had to eat, like 3 square meals and a snack every day?
I eat a lot, a little bit, a lot. So I eat a lot of little things. I have a power bar here. Then I have some eggs here. Then I have a bagel with almond butter an hour later. And then I have like a small bowl of cereal. I eat a lot of little things. At dinner, I try and I eat a salad to start, and then I'll try and have some of what we're having. We just have basic, you know, meals. And then I don't eat after dinner. Sometimes I do. But if I do, I don't care. I just get up and work out again. Like, that's when you do it, don't care. It's like when you try to quit smoking, don't care if you have one. Keep going. But I, you know, so I eat, well, I eat a lot less than people do. I mean, I probably, I don't know, calories. I don't count calories. I don't have a program. I don't have a plan. Mm-hmm. I just do what seems right. And I look at ingredients. And it started with, there was a Netflix documentary. I don't know if it was Fed Up or one of those that talks about corn. If there's Fed Up, there's another one I'm thinking of with the corn, and it taught me like about high fructose. See, there's consuming that was good for me, like high fructose corn syrup.
Is it like Forks Over Knives, maybe? Was that the one? They talk.
It's one of those. I went through a period of time when a heavy documentary
Food
phase.
Inc.
Food I feel Inc. like that's the McDonald's one.
Food Inc. is an informational book, but the movie itself is like fictionalized.
Like Matthew McConaughey or something was in it?
Yeah, right? Avril Lavigne's in it. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was one of those documents. I want to say it's Fed Up, but I don't think that's the one. But it's about that. Like in the 50s, sugar was still hard to get, and they needed things to be sweet, right? So they started compressing corn, and we came up with high fructose corn syrup then, and now it's, you know, even more sugar. And it really sweetens things. But our bodies are like 80% corn now because everything you eat has corn syrup in it. So my first objective was simply to cut out high fructose corn syrup. That was my first mission. Just if I can cut that out of every label I read, which like 90% of my life went away, which is awful, that was where I started. And then corn syrup. And then it was sugars. And then it was this. I mean, so it just starts, it's like an onion, man. Like getting healthy or doing anything you want is just the slow burn. Right? Just feel it and just peel it. Feel it.
Feel it. Ogres are like onions.
No, 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 no.
I don't want to bring Terrible Shrek back.
No, 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 donkey.
Donkey. I've done a terrible. I cannot do the Scottish accent. I'm better at Russian than I am Scottish, for sure.
Oi. That's all I can.
I can't even do it.
I don't know. I don't know. I want to say the line from, is it Sorry I Married an Axe Murderer? He's like, he's got the head the size of a toilet.
It's
right?
A watermelon.
Oh, the size of
a watermelon on top of a stick.
It's so big up there. It's like he's got his own solar system. That's a bad accent.
Love
it's like Sputnik.
Myers.
Yeah,
that's
Scottish.
A hard one.
The Scottish has to kind of. Oh, man, that's awful.
It's hard.
We do not want to do awful accents. We should never do a second shot dedicated to doing accents. Like, second
accent
shot.
Work.
Do not
your
tell
accents.
Us what to do. Well,
I don't know. Do you guys feel like you learned a little bit today? Do you feel like two things? Let me ask the first question. I don't know what our objective was here today. Mostly it was me to talk. Like, that was my main objective, was
hey,
to
man,
go somewhere
I,
who would have
good
me
conversation.
Talk.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
But, and we used yoga as a starting point to get us going. And we did a little bit, but do you really feel like you're either one of you are ever going to do it again. Will you give it a second shot?
Well, that's what I was going to ask.
Today was the first
we have
shot.
Our, we have a
oh, wait, did I totally spoil the ending?
No, you're good.
Like, bro, see, you're going.
All right.
That's my closing line. Devin.
Everybody in the world, real quick, everybody in the world, A1 podcast guest, BC Wayman. He'll come on your show. He knows what you're doing before you're even going to do it. So
he's
going to
change
to train
in your
him.
Bathroom and go, what are we going
to
do?
I will clean your house. Yours is a tough place to start, but I do like to clean. I go to people's houses. I straighten. I'm good at that. I'm very good cleaning. But I'm not going to clean anyone's house.
I've been in my girlfriend's
house. That sounds
like
a Craigslist ad, by the way, right? That's exactly how it starts. Like, that's how they're all. Half of them are for people because they're lazy and horny, apparently. Like, they need their house clean. There's a lot. If you go through the gigs ad, there was so many. I mean, there's like rub my feet and do this, but half of them are clean my house nude. Like, people want to
do it.
Like, they're lazy, they're dirty, and they're horny all at the same time. Not a good combination.
I'm not gonna
one should ever
before
ask
I come
it.
Over, yeah. But I'll do it.
I love that Broad City episode where they clean Fred Armisen's apartment.
He dresses like a baby.
It's so good.
Yeah, I would never do it. I'm very like cautious. I like look places. I like check people to make sure they're good. I'm never gonna get Facebook murdered. I'm never going to get Craigslist, right? I'm never going to be on the Craigslist killer till now.
That's a whole, I have some creepy Craigslist stories. That's a whole nother episode.
Yeah, we'll save that. Yeah.
There's some weird.
Devin, what do you think? Yoga, hit or miss?
Yoga, I would say hit. It was definitely tough for me. And I was a little surprised. I knew I wasn't going to be good at like the stretching ones. Like, I'm a dude who was never able to touch his feet in gym class in the like conditioning trials or whatever they used to do, strength and conditioning. And I knew I was going to do bad at that, but I thought I was going to be a little better at balance because I was always like a basketball player and been athletic and able to like jump and land and not fall, and dribble around and be agile. But I like fell down, like standing on one leg was hard.
Your form was a little rough, I would say, and that's where you get after time is right now everything's all bent, right? Because it's all like tight and just like it's just like pulling right back into you. And so as you start to stretch out, then it gets longer. Like when you guys are standing, you're more like Daniel LaRusso crane style up there. Like you guys are really like bent. I'm like, no, back straight, leg straight. You're all just like this. You're all like hunched over and your body's just like, you know, that's what will happen. You'll slowly just entrify through life and just be like,
But that being said, I am going to give it a second shot. I'm going to try it. I do want to, like, I've had exes that have done yoga and stuff, and it seemed to be great for them, just their entire outlook on everything, not just their physical, but the mental, too. So I'm definitely, it's a hit for me.
Awesome.
That's good.
Yeah.
If I'm being totally honest, I will definitely not do it again unless I have a reason to. So if someone wants to come, no, don't come on doing the show again.
Yoga episode of Second Shot.
right before my birthday, every year we'll do yoga.
Where every year you're just as bad as you were the year before because you haven't done it for 364 days.
It'll be the first time. It'll always be your first shot. Like every time, you're like, I forgot what it was like.
But like I appreciate. I like having the feeling of in my brain at least being like, I worked out. You know, I did something. I don't know if I necessarily accomplished anything, but there is that part of that. It does feel good. Like, I like that part. But at the same point, once we if you watch the video, you can watch how much I'm shaking when I'm just trying to hold myself up.
Like, we're making I'm weird not, faces.
I mean, it's definitely something I should work on, and I mean, maybe I will at some point. But right now, I probably won't. I definitely don't hate it, but it's definitely not something I'm going to seek out.
Are you going to continue to work out in any way, shape, or form?
I never have, so probably not.
Fair enough. Devin,
I mean,
do you
feel
like...
count?
No.
Then no.
No.
He stands up at his job.
Let's do...
That's good.
I walk all day at work.
I worked a lot of retail. It helps. Like, it's... Yeah. I mean, that's good. It's some exercise.
I think it's the only reason I'm not, like, a fucking mess right now.
It's just because you stayed up. I feel like I was that same way. I lived that. I did that for a long time through my 20s and 30s. I worked at... All I did was retail in restaurants. I was on my feet 10, 12 hours a day. Mm-hmm. And so I could live an awful lifestyle and just I walked enough that it didn't.
Kind of helps you get away with it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Hopefully my mind changes at some point.
Think about the goal from here is think about the creative side and the freeing of your brain. So maybe don't do yoga. Mm-hmm. Maybe you just work on some meditation. That's very hard.
See, that's what I was going to bring up is when I was in high school, I was trying to meditate. Mm-hmm. I just didn't have a discipline for it or really any structure. I read some books, and I think it was, like, a little bit before the internet was, like, as accessible with certain information, where I was trying to meditate, but I just sat there in silence, and I'm like, I couldn't let my brain go. But I mean, I could definitely try meditating, and I think I would like doing that.
I find it easier to do it either maybe with some soft music, but there's things on the internet which are like kind of like guided, and sometimes mm-hmm. they'll just start you talking mm-hmm. for like 10 minutes to get you, like talk you down, right? Just like we did a little bit there, slow your breath down, feel it, free your mind. And if someone's telling you this again and again, you're like, okay. And then eventually you hit a place where you like can do it. But when you can do that, and the yoga is like meditating while working out because you're focusing mm-hmm. not really on nothing, but just on what you're doing. And then it frees up all this other space, right? Like you have all this space of consumption that you need to start chunking away. Do you do you ever seen the Stephen King movie Dreamcatcher?
Yeah.
Or read the book? I believe my brain is like Jonesy's brain in there, right? Like okay. not so much alien infected and warms up my anus type thing, but like this giant compartment of things, and you can literally move it almost like a Tetris puzzle of the things and things. And so if you think of your brain that way, like you have all this stuff and it's full, you need to carve a little section out to put room to create new stuff. And mm-hmm. that's where the meditation can come in handy, yep. just to free it. And then if you don't think about anything for 30 minutes, all of a sudden you can think about a ton.
Yeah.
Like just a lot. Someone who has like zero positive like financial windfall from our creativity. I talk a good game, but I need to apply it.
There's something to be said. But regardless of what comes out of it, you being able to get out of your head like that. Like, I mean, I do it when I write. Like, I'll listen to music. I can't listen to hip hop because it's like lyrical based and you have to pay more attention to it. But like, if I'm just listening to like, I found myself listening to film scores a lot because it gets the emotion there, but there's no specific thing to grab onto. But when I'm just listening to like a band and I write, you know, it takes 10 minutes, but after a while, like my mind just, I don't even notice the music and just kind of like, my head is empty and I just don't hear anything.
The only hip hop I can listen to while I work is Pootie Tang.
The movie?
Just Pootie Tang songs. I'll look them up.
Okay.
If you don't know Pootie Tang, he has a song where it's just all silence.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just staring at you. I just listen to CB4 songs in my background.
There right? you go. Yeah.
Like, sweat of my balls. but I think that's the key part. I think when you can relax and you'll be able to do more creatively from that. And I feel like this is a long con. Like I just started this like last year. Mm-hmm. Like I'm a year into the new me. Like, right. Like, so I'm trying to figure out where that goes, but I feel like everything that's happened now, like I had to be right. I had to get myself centered and right, which I've done now. And now I'm hoping the next stage of evolution, which it's not, I don't think of any of this as like some weird religion. But this whole thing where it's just like, just common sense, right? Mm-hmm. Like I've worked this hard, now I need the next part. Like everything's centered and now it's all firing at like max capacity, right? Just we are like all the way to the top, amped, yeah. And now something awesome has to happen. Because otherwise I just ride like Icarus to the sun and just fizzle out. But as I am like flying up there, my wings are starting to melt and I'm just like, no, can I reach it, bro? Like that's the question. Can you reach the sun? But I named my emo album.
All right. Well, BC, thank you so much for coming and doing this.
Thank you a ton.
This was a really good conversation, and I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was awesome, man. Thank you guys for having me.
Do you have anything you want to plug?
No. I have nothing to plug yet.
Nice.
Yet.
Plug your clickbait.
Yet is that's the my key
thing.
Word.
I have a couple things in the works. I may go on a reality show. That's going to be weird.
Ooh.
We'll do you have like a Facebook or Twitter or anything you want people to follow?
Not publicly. That's okay. All like my private stuff until it's ready to explode.
Ready to show, yeah.
I'm yes. right there with you.
It'll pop out there one day.
All right, well, again,
the 12-year-old me walks very carefully. I walk on eggshells when I think about it.
Well, thank you again for coming on, and yep. we will... Devin, do you have anything to plug? I don't have anything to plug. I don't know.
At News on Devin, at yeah, Second Shot Pod on Twitter. Email us at secondshotpod@gmail.com.
Yeah, if you want to come on.
If you want to come on the show...
You can follow me at BC Wayman. I forgot about my Twitter. See, that's how much I forgot about it. At BCWEHMAN.
BCWEHEN?
No, they're not even close.
Waman.
BC, wait, ABCD?
Are you drunk?
ACDC.
No, we're going to keep going. Go ahead.
EFG.
Nope. Start over.
TK.
At symbol?
At
CKY.
BCDEFG.
You're so close. You're right on the precipice. You're right there on the edge.
At... BC.
Got that part to a T.
Wayman.
Very good.
Holy
nailed it.
Man.
See? That yoga.
It got the brain yoga. Going. Synapses are firing.
Help me focus.
Everything should end positive on a slow clap.
Clap, 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 clap.
Nice job, everybody. Thank you guys for having me on.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.
Because you had to be a big shot, did you? You had to open up your mouth. You had to be a big shot, did you? All your friends were so knocked out. You had to have the last word last night. You know what everything.
By the way, George, did you want to, before we start this, set up down in the basement studio?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah, we were going to do this in the basement studio.
Lots of spiders and chains.
There's spiders down there. Puzzle. Yeah. Mm. It's gross.
I don't know. There's a dirty pinball ping pong table down there, too.
Mm. Why is it dirty?
Because it's not being used.
It's just gathering dust.
I think, like, old tenants just left it there. Ew. They're just like...
I didn't even know there was actually a basement in here.
Yeah, it's a house.
Oh, well, I thought it maybe it was one of those houses that was,
you know,
a ranch.
Tornado Alley, right?
You ever hear of a ranch?